This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
It's 2023, and now we have self-driving cars as well as self-driving delivery robots. But what about self-driving baby strollers? A company in Canada, they debuted their AI-powered smart stroller, and people at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas earlier this week were super impressed with it.
Really? Yeah. I would love anything that keeps me from being run over by strollers and hitting the heels by strollers like at Disney. I don't know what happened. I mean, I guess because just per capita, there are more strollers there than any other place in the world usually. Mm-hmm. But constantly just walk and enjoy the, it's okay, it's fine. Okay, go around, just go around. My heels can't take anymore.
Well, this self-driving stroller, it costs $3,000.
Worth it.
It actually does.
Well, it's just like any other stroller you can buy now. The difference is that when your child is out of the stroller, say they want to be held or they want to walk, the stroller will follow you. So you have to have a hand on the handlebar when your child is in the stroller.
Okay, kind of like a Tesla, because a Tesla is a self-driving car,
right?
But you have to have your hands on the steering wheel to enable that to happen.
Well, people push that.
I know, and I'm telling you, moms are resourceful. If it's like, oh, you just have to have a hand on this thing, they will figure out a way. They will manufacture a copy of their hand in plaster, stick it on there somehow, and be able to beat the system for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It also has power assist features, so when you're going up a hill, it will actually help, kind of like your e-bike.
Ah, yes, I have
it
a walk function.
Go up the hill. Also, it has automatic braking so that it won't roll away.
Oh, that's nice.
And it has a built-in alert system for oncoming cars or bikes.
Oh, that's actually a really good system. Holy cow.
So it kind of has this, like, you know, when you pass a car and you see on their side mirrors, they're like a little icon that says, hey, there's a car right beside you in your blind spot. It'll be kind of like that. It'll say, hey, there's someone beside you or there's someone in front of you.
Yeah, don't hit Wally in the heels again. That's not a bad idea. The cost has got to come down. But again, people, though, if you say, hey, this will save your baby, people will shell out money for it. But the baby industry and what we spend in that space is huge.
Well, and also, too, I have friends that are moms, and I can imagine, like, I've seen them out and about with their kids, and when they're acting a fool and just wanting to, you know, act crazy, you have that big, huge stroller. It's like having another child that's dead weight, you know, and to have to push that thing all while trying to keep a kid together. Oof, a self-driving stroller would be helpful.
At some point in time, we got a self-driving stroller. I've had a kid that's acting up. I think I'd let my kid walk and I'd sit in the stroller. I'd be like, let's just go. I'm just going to ride this thing today. you push it. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. And when you start a new year, everybody's like, man, I'm hopeful for the future. And you're just wondering what the new year can bring. And a lot of times you're thinking down the road, like, what's the year going to bring? So, you know, 3 months down the road or half a year down the road, what's going to happen? This is going to be amazing. And you're only a couple days in, you know? And here's what I'm really curious about. Has anybody already had something amazing happen few days into the year, you know, like you're hopeful for big things later, but then all of a sudden, man, boom, it happened this year, like right out of the gate.
The first week of the new year, already something great has happened, and you know this is going to be a great year.
How awesome would that be? Like, you got a brand new job that you weren't expecting, or it finally came through, and now it's all downhill from here. I mean, in a good way, downhill. like easy downhill from here.
An optimistic way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I haven't had anything like super great happen to me yet. I've had some bad happen.
Sprained your big toe?
I did sprain my big toe playing pickleball last night.
Did you really?
I did. It was the dumbest thing. I dove for a shot because I'm all in. And then I got up because I couldn't believe the shot came back. and I went to run, and I like tripped and fell. So I basically fell on the court twice in the same thing. And then when I fell, I sprained my big toe.
Oh man!
Don't even know how it's possible.
So your year can only go uphill.
It has to go uphill from here. I mean, I guess the big thing that didn't happen to me is I didn't die playing pickleball. So,
Yay!
Oh, it's a dumb sport. It's killing people. It's killing old people like me. All right. So what is your big thing that happened? Again, just a few days into the year, I would be real curious if somebody's had something like that was super awesome. All right. So it gives the rest of us hope. Those of us with sprained toes, it gives us hope. Okay. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your big 2023 news now. So what we're curious about, Michael, is what is that great thing that's happened for you already in 2023?
It's that my days off changed. So now I have Saturday, Sunday off, and it allows me time to be at my daughter's sporting events, where before I was working Saturday until 2 in the afternoon, so wasn't able to see a few of her soccer games. So now I'm just able to do that and focus on all of that.
You know, some people on the surface might think, well, I was thinking big news, like, you know, you became the CEO of some company or something like that. This is big news because it's all about your family. It's about being there for your kids, because that's the stuff that they will remember. You know, mm-hmm. I remember my dad, he owned his own company, and he would shut the company down to come to my soccer games, you know, and I remember that to this day, and it's part of what made him a great father. And so I'm so happy that you have this time now, because your daughter will remember that, and it's something that will be special to her for sure.
At the end of the day, this is the most important thing. You know, this is my primary ministry, is my daughter, our kids.
What's yours?
I'm a 32 plus year veteran school teacher. There aren't many of us left. Teachers are leaving the profession right and left. Before the Christmas break, I had a regular teaching position and was doing okay, but got to the point where at the end of every school day, I would go to my principal and let him know seriously whether or not I was going to come back the next day.
Oh, wow.
So over the Christmas break, I got a reassignment. They asked me if I wanted to take the lowest level readers, which is very challenging. I was honored that I was asked, scared to death, but I said yes. And the last 3 days, I feel like a brand new first year teacher.
Nice.
I have the most amazing energy. These kids are remarkable. It's a God thing, and it's changing my life.
That's awesome. Yeah, you found like a new purpose in your profession, and the kids benefit from that, but so do you as well. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Dana, you're up. What is your big 2023 news?
I got a brand new job in the new year after 7 years not being able to work due to an injury. And on my first day of work, I got to listen to y'all's show on my first day at work for the very first time.
Oh, nice. So wait a minute. You're listening for the very first time now?
This is my first full week of work, so I'm listening to it every morning going into work now.
Oh, going into work. Good. I didn't want you to get fired. Like, she's like listening to the show and gets canned her first weekend. Well, congratulations, and I hope your job only gets better with every day here in this new year.
Me too. Thank y'all so much.
Hey, have a great day, Dana.
You do the same. Don't work too hard.
Never do.
I know. Bye.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be heavy and divisive.
What I hear when I'm being yelled at is people caring loudly at me.
That's why we like to do news-ish on The Wally Show.
For most of us, when we fly, we kind of go back to the dark ages technologically. We lose communication with our loved ones. We can't settle arguments with Google because we're not willing to pay for Wi-Fi on a plane.
Well,
it's crazy expensive.
Well, that and also, too, like, I don't know. I've never gotten it, but it could be spotty. Like, I know I've gotten, like, Wi-Fi on planes before, and it's like, I shouldn't even have this. Like, it's not even working to begin with.
Yeah, I think they're trying to improve it, and Delta actually just announced that those dark ages are coming to an end for the people in the cheap seats like us. They're going to start providing free Wi-Fi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if it's a little spotty, it's free, but we'll still complain. On most of their services starting in February. So if you got some trips planned in February, you could be on a plane that's giving you free Wi-Fi and feeling bougie.
Is this going to be one of those things where they say it's free, but then all their tickets are going to be an extra $20?
Yeah. No, I hope not. So now on long flights, you can stream your various different services. Kids can watch Cocomelon to their heart's content, which is great for everybody else because if they're used
to it,
kids are creatures of habit. And they want the things that they want, and so they get unruly on flights. And so if you could placate them with something they're used to, it's better for everyone around you.
It's also useful for if you're traveling with a coworker like Wally, and you want to keep him entertained instead of complaining about any and every little thing.
Put a phone in front of me. Exactly. Put something in front of me. The CEO, Ed Bastian, I think he's the guy you see on the videos on the plane before they take off. Hi. Welcome to Delta, that guy. He said that the airline's going to outfit more than 700 planes, and they're also going to extend this into the international flights and stuff like that, but that's not happening just yet. But his quote was interesting. He said, "It's always stuck with me that when we fly to connect." And that's the whole point of going somewhere is to meet somebody, see somebody. Oh. And he's like, why would we not have the ability to still stay connected in the air and text people and do all that?
That's a great point.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. So I do love the timing of this, though. This is what's great. It's so many people are furious with Southwest right now because Southwest ruined so many people's holidays. Mm. And Delta's like, hey, girl, over here. I'm your best friend. They might hold you. Hey, girl, hey, but we've got free Wi-Fi. Sure, we're going to charge you $1 billion for bags, but don't look at that. Just focus on the free Wi-Fi.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with a little Are You Kidding Me? Where we just talk to kids about stuff, okay? One of my favorite things that we do on the show because I love kids' honesty and their opinions. And it's fun to listen to them. So if you are a kid, that's the only requirement here. You got to be a kid, and you can call. If you need to get your parents' permission first, go ahead and do that. Here's the number, 855-33-WAY-FM, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you what we want to talk about with you. So, Christmas is over with, and you probably got some good stuff. You're like, oh, that was fun. Maybe things you asked for from Santa or what have you, and you got it. But we're curious, because Betty Rock and Gavin and I were talking about this in the office the other day. Like, sometimes you get a gift as a kid, and it's not really what you theoretically wanted. It wasn't like the big gift of the year. But you're like, oh, that's really kind of cool. I like that. That it meant something to you. Like your grandmother gave you something that maybe other kids would be like, oh, that's kind of lame. But you're like, no, this is from my grandma or my grandfather. It matters to me.
Maybe it has that emotional value to it. Yeah, I could see that. And I mean, those kind of gifts are the most precious. They may be the least expensive, but they are the most precious.
Like a crocheted sweater vest from grandma.
Speaking from experience?
Absolutely. I love that thing. And so what is the thing that you got for Christmas that you were surprised that you're like, you know what, this is special to me. I really do like this. I'd love to hear that because I think a lot of times adults think kids only care about the new Xbox and the new, you know, PlayStation 5 or what have you. And I want them to be surprised by the things that you valued and the things that you thought were cool, okay? So here we go. Just kids now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll talk to you right now. Let's go. What is a Christmas gift that you got that was really special to you?
My new horse bridle. That was really special for me because I have a horse. He's
really scared, and we still really help him ride and stuff.
Why was this so special to you, Stella?
My parents gave it to me. It was really special because my horse is really special to me because I can only ride him, and we have this, like, special bond.
Is anyone else allowed to ride your horse?
A few people can, but he's really green, so it's hard for them to ride him.
Okay, so he just knows you. Like, he's your horse and you're his person.
Yeah.
Well, Stella, thanks for being on with us today for Are You Kidding Me?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, Lisa said that her 6-year-old son said that his favorite gift was a Blue Angel RC plane, and that was given to him by his big brother in the Navy. He's been waiting almost a year to see him, and he surprised us coming home Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
I hope there's video of that. I would love to have seen that. I love those soldier coming home videos. Mm-hmm. So great. Jocelyn, how old are you?
12.
So now we're curious, what was that gift you got that maybe wasn't like the big expensive gift, but it was something that meant something to you?
It was a yodel player. It's like a thing that plays audiobooks.
So do you like to read a lot?
I really like to read.
What makes your yodel player audiobook player so special to you?
It was given to me by my mom, and I didn't even know it existed before that.
And so now, instead of just reading by yourself, is this something you could see you, like, listening to books with your mom?
Yeah.
What's the first book you're going to listen to together?
I don't know. I think it's, like, The Secret Garden.
The Secret Garden?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I hope you and your mom get some great time together. And I know it's something that I'm telling you, man, you know, she will cherish that time with you. And so you making time to hang out with her, that'll be the best gift that you could give her.
All right.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting, Way FM, this is The Wally Show. A little God stuff for you. This one actually came from church. We were there on this last Sunday and doing the message. And this is one little thing. It wasn't like the main part of the message, but it was something that really resonated with me. And maybe it'll land with you. I don't know. If you're a person that can be impatient or frustrated by other people in life.
I think all of us can find ourselves in that situation.
Yeah, I definitely think that. So, like, we tend to be self-absorbed, and it's easy to see people as in our way. I mean, think about your drive, like, what's this guy in my way? And, you know, people seem to impede your progress every time you turn around. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get something done, you know? And, you know, you're in the store and there's someone moving at a snail's pace. Like the other day, my wife and I were walking, there's this older guy, and he's walking in front of us, and there's like a real narrow place. And so we go to get around with him, and he just kind of leans over, and he's just walking at an angle. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we're not going to go that way. Mm-hmm. So we start to go the other way. And he's totally oblivious that we're there, and he just leans back the other way. He's just zigzagging, you know?
There's some days that you're just like, how do you function in public?
And so here was the perspective, though, that I thought, okay, this is really good. This is something I need to be super mindful of. The godly perspective on this and people is seeing them as not in my way, but rather in my path. It's a really subtle distinction. So in your way, they're a hindrance and they're frustrating. In your path, they're a ministry opportunity. Like, they're a person that has value and a person that you could interact with and maybe make their day a little bit better and, you know, and see them as something more than a problem kind of thing. So,
boy, this is great. I'll remind you of this.
You're going to have to remind me of it a lot, especially if we're driving somewhere. But anyway, so that was just a really cool God stuff type perspective of remembering that, you know, maybe people aren't in your way, but they're in your path for a reason.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's The Wally Show.
Gavin, what you got?
Every year you have trends that pop up. And I'd argue that with this age of TikTok and social media, there are more trends.
Yes.
I feel like they're popping up not even on like the weekly. Sometimes they're popping up on the daily.
Yeah.
And so I found this list of things that were trending last year in 2022 that people are debating whether or not they should stay in 2022 or that we should allow them to carry on into 2023. So the first one that was on this list, I think it's good. It's charcuterie boards.
Nice.
They popped a little bit more back up. And towards the end, we saw weird like cream cheese charcuterie boards.
Yeah, it
butter
got a
charcuterie.
Little much. Like, yeah. Again, like, at first it was like, okay, you're putting meat on a plate that's just made of wood.
Yeah. No, basically, it's a grown-up Lunchable.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly delicious. It.
Hand
yeah.
everybody Lunchables, and yeah. it's the same thing.
Because I've made a couple charcuterie boards for people, like, because I like the woodworking aspect of it, and even I'm like, this is silly, you yeah. know? But it's a pretty board I made, but still silly.
Okay, yeah. so most people think that one should be allowed to yeah. carry on.
Oh, no, it's be done.
No, done.
It's gonna stay. Okay, the next one was using the term Karen.
Absolutely should stay. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's sad that Karen is the word that really just epitomizes what that really means. It's that woman that always wants to speak to the manager, always has a problem with somebody.
But when you say it, you know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
What if your name is Karen?
That's bad for Karens. Absolutely.
It's
if you're
tough.
The sweet Karen, then you're every day trying to redeem it. That's fine. But you got to have some label, you know? And like, right. I don't know what the guy
See,
version
that's
of that
my
is.
Thing. People think that Karen should be allowed to stay. I think if that's going to be the case, I think we 100% need to find the male equivalent of
yeah,
Karen.
Like Rick or whatever.
Or Chad.
Or Carl. Chad is a good one. Oh, sorry, Chad. Pastor Chad just walked in. yeah, I think it is Chad.
Oh, and then one of the last ones was, and I agree with this one, that it should not be allowed to continue gender reveal parties.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think they're getting just a little too over the top.
I think, yeah, it's becoming a nuisance to the public. It shouldn't, like, when you're firing off firecrackers or you're setting off smoke bombs and the fire police, everybody have to come. Like, come on, just tell everybody what it is and you're done.
And I got to tell you, like, no one cares about your kid as much as you
yeah.
do. Like, honestly, like, even the people that are there, I guarantee you a lot of the husbands are like, ugh, why? And the wife is like, we have to go. And you're like, really? And you're like, yeah, we do. Like, I mean, even that way with showers, when they started doing couple showers back when we had our daughter, like, showers right before that had just been like the women do the shower thing. Great. And then now it was like, oh, we're doing a couple shower. No! Mm-hmm. And now a shower's on. Now you have to have a gender reveal party. It's too
yeah.
much, man.
Yeah,
it's very self-absorbed,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
And that's coming from someone who's super self-absorbed.
So that says a lot.
Yep, take it for what it's worth.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We have the prayer wall where you can go and post prayer requests, have them prayed for, pray for other people. It's a really great thing at wayfm.com. Or you can text the word pray to 91979. We'll send you a link. But Pastor Chad is in charge of that, and he's always monitoring it, praying for people. And every week we kind of talk about what's going on and what are the themes happening there right now.
For sure. Right now, everybody's has so much positive talk. It was a lot of people's first week back in the office after the new year, and talking about all their happy
hopes and dreams.
Hopes, dreams, resolutions, and how their life is going to be so much better. And then I go to the prayer wall and I start reading people with real issues. Like Cassie wrote, pray that I pass this kidney stone tonight.
No, preach. Yes, I've been through that. I did one during support drive.
Right? Seeing people with cancer. I mean, my own personal life, I know my neighbor just died, and another friend is septic, and another friend's having breathing problems. And the reality is, like, we stepped into 2023, and life is just life, and it's going to happen. And it just made me ask myself a little bit more, like, what are our expectations out of the year? So much the first of the year, we put these high expectations and these very positive things, and yet life is just life, and it sets in, and their people are really struggling right now in the same way they were in December. So a new month doesn't change anything.
Yeah, that's interesting, because yeah, we use a day as a defining point for change. And we were talking off the air a minute ago, and Chad was like, yeah, at the end of 2023, the same people are like, this is gonna be great. It'll be like 2023 is the worst year yeah. ever, you know. And it's true. The mental game of this is a fascinating study in how we do this every year. And it's a cycle that repeats itself.
And I'm captivated even by just, as I thought back, I have this prayer that I always think of this year. It's an old Puritan prayer. So from 100 years ago, what were people praying then? And they said this, if I am to die, I shall see the face sooner. If Yikes. A painful end is to be my lot, grant me grace that my faith may not fail. So, like, just try not to die this year. Like, that yeah. was their resolution.
There you go. That's Pastor Chad. Debbie Downer. No, but I think that, you know, the thing that you are talking about, though, is, like, the prayers that we pray. As we go into a new year, we constantly talk about what are our resolutions that mm-hmm. we want for a new year and all these other things. But focusing on prayer, you know, we talk about what the word of the year we want, but what would your prayer for the year be? And what would your Chad told me the honest prayer, because I think that's important. Like, mm-hmm. that's where you get to the real of things, and because God knows the real issues. God knows what's going on in your heart and in your soul. Mm-hmm. And we're curious, what would your real prayer for the new year be? Not like, I pray to be super successful and just happy. Like, what's your real prayer? Mm-hmm. Is it, hey, I pray this year I stop drinking? You know, because that's a real honest prayer for a lot of people that are struggling through some stuff. And who knows, man, you sharing this might help you, first of all, start to put a name to it and work through it and being honest with it. And B, it might also, too, help somebody else that goes, oh, hey, I'm struggling in that same place and I didn't want to admit it or, you know, talk about it. And it might be that thing that helps turn somebody else's year. Because as we talk about the year, turning to God is probably our best bet for having a good year, mm-hmm. regardless of our circumstances. Mm-hmm. It's the thing that can carry us through. So let's take yours now, your honest prayer for the year, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your honest prayer for the new year, Anna?
To deal with my anxiety in a realistic way rather than yelling at my kids or saying if I just had a coffee or a drink. Just lifting it up to God and giving my anxieties to Him and solving the problem rather than putting it off.
What do you think are the big triggers for your anxiety?
Probably my kids.
And you can't get rid of them, so.
No, I'm stuck.
What's your plan on doing that?
Well, I think right now the thing that's been most helpful is remembering the verse that talks about be anxious for nothing, but lift everything up in prayer. And so for the past 3 days, I've been praying anxious. And trying to breathe it out rather than just say, leave me alone, I need 5 minutes.
As a parent of 5 kids, I get it. The anxiety is there. And I think admitting it, though, I know for me, I've really, that's one of the things I've tried to work on over the past couple of years is my anxiety. And some of it is being able to just call it out. Saying, I am anxious right now. I have gone to a counselor, and one of the things the counselor has encouraged me was with this one phrase, can you actually change anything about this situation? Yeah, and so the things I've been anxious over are things I could actually say, no, I can't change anything about this, so is it a realistic fear? Is it something that needs to be there? And if not, I can hand it to the Lord. Lord, you are the only one who could change anything in this.
I think the simplicity that Anna hit on, though, too, is important. It's like I went to the Bible and the truths in the Bible to remember to not be anxious for anything. There's a reason all that stuff's written in there. And maybe that's one of the things that we pray through this year is to be more in the Word because it'll help us in all these other aspects. So, Anna, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. And I hope your kids don't drive you nuts today.
Me too.
So what's your honest prayer for the new year?
My honest prayer is to be free from the perception of people.
So do you put a lot of stock and value in what people think of you?
Well, I used to a whole lot, and I thought I'd gotten better until a situation happened, and I was like, no, not free yet.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, as somebody who spends a lot of time saying, I don't care what people think about me, you know, and like I do this job and it's based on people's perception of you. And I say, I don't care. The reality is I do, you know, I probably care more than I admit to and should.
We all want to be liked. And there's the element that, we want to be enjoyed by the people around us. But at the same time, we get to a point where we're making decisions, not because it's what we want to do, but it's because we believe this is what others want us to do. And I think you're exactly right, Jansen, right, where there's something that has happened that has caused you to really focus on this again, and you're choosing to make a switch. And it doesn't mean we live selfishly. It means we live true to who we are and what God is calling us to. And sometimes that means we make decisions that aren't always popular.
Well, Jansen, I appreciate you being on with us today and sharing your honest prayer with us.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
What would your prayer for the new year be? And not just the kind of surface prayer. What would your honest gut level prayer be for this new year?
I would pray for the salvation for my stepfather or my ex-stepfather. He recently got into an accident because he was drinking, and unfortunately the other person died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So obviously prayers for that family. They lost a father, but he's going to be in jail for a while because that's his fourth DUI.
Oh, man. So he's got a lot going on.
Yeah, he's in his late 50s, so he's probably going to get out in his 70s maybe. So I'm really praying that God does a lot in him.
I'll tell you what looks the worst for someone, like when they go to prison, for some people, that's what it takes. I have that in my family.
Yeah.
And when he went to prison, it changed his life and it was the thing he needed.
I know he knows about God and I'm able to write him letters and I'm going to try to, you know, preach gospel.
One thing I would love to encourage you on as you pray through this, and again, speaking as somebody who had a family member incarcerated for 8 years, the prayer was always put people in his life that would speak life into him. It's a very hard place, and every day has a lot of challenges that none of us would want to face. But we prayed that constantly, and God was faithful, and he put corrections officers that were believers in the path of my family member. And, you know, there were chaplains that are a great resource inside a prison, and these prison ministries encourage him, like, even, hey, look, I know you don't believe in God, but just talk to the chaplain. It's being in that world inside a prison can help you navigate it better, you know, just from a personal standpoint, and maybe the God stuff rubs off on him in that time too.
Yeah, I'll encourage him to do that.
Just a little prison advice here.
Not that you've been.
Yeah, no, not that I've been. But
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
It was Monday night when Buffalo Bills player 24-year-old Damar Hamlin collapsed and had a heart attack shortly after making a tackle in the first quarter of the game. CPR was given on the field until the ambulance could get there to him, and we were later told that Hamlin was in the ICU in a coma and on a ventilator, with doctors not knowing really what his future was going to look like, whether his brain had been affected or not. But finally, we are now getting word that Hamlin has finally woken up, and he's able to communicate. Doctors stated that while Hamlin is still hooked to a breathing machine, which makes talking not an option,
right,
he can communicate, though, through head nods as well as writing on paper. So that's great news, because that means that his brain is functioning
as it should,
and it doesn't seem to be affected. But here's what's funny about it. Doctors say the first question that Damar asked was, he wrote on a piece of paper, "Who won the game?"
There it is. There it is.
True competitor.
That is a competitor. That's an athlete. Yeah, you want to know.
Well, the response that the doctors gave him, they said, hey, you...
Should we tell him? Do we want to tell him they canceled the game?
No. They told him, they said, you won. You won at the game of life.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
And that is true.
Yeah, I would have lied to him, too. Like, at that point.
That's not a lie. That's the truth.
Well, no, that you won. Like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when he... Like I said, I think I had said this the other day, that when he actually gets to see how people pray for him. Like, all these players were on the field right after it happened, and you see tears in their eyes and they're praying for him, and then that ESPN prayer that happened. Like, there's just a lot of love he's got to feel from all these people.
Yeah, especially when in the wake of this thing, because he'll have to, you know, recovery and stuff like that, but God always writes like a bigger picture than we see in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is like something that hopefully will like really move him and matter to him. And who knows what it does in his life as well.
Right.
You know? So there you go. That's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplift. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and Betty Rock is single, and so she has tried to navigate the mind of men for quite some time, and I know it's got to be frustrating because we make no sense.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think too, there's like sometimes where I think men need to be treated like babies because sure. they need to be told what is expected of them. Like, I need you to tell me that you care that I'm here.
Right.
I need you to look around you and see what needs to be done around the house and actually do it instead of me walking you through it hand in hand.
I'd rather be walked through it. Just let me know what the expectations are. I can function in that world.
But I think that a lot of us, like you said, a lot of us as women, we're trying to figure out what guys are thinking, especially like when it comes to marriage. So I found this girl on TikTok and she shared her theory on why men marry the women they do. And pretty much it's based on her belief that the man doesn't believe his wife is actually his soulmate. So you, Wally, you, Gavin, mm-hmm. you don't believe, according to her theory, that your wives are your soulmates. It's just that Marty in Wally's situation right. or Haley in Gavin's situation, she was there at the right time, at the right place, meaning that she was dating you mm-hmm. when you were ready to get married.
She won the prize. Yeah, okay.
When a man decides that he is financially and emotionally ready for marriage, he takes a way different approach to dating. That part in his brain of like, oh, there's another girl out there, shuts off. Because now his focus is on marriage. It's not in finding the next best thing.
Okay. You know what? I kind of see that. Like, you make that decision in your life. Now it's time to settle down. Now it's time to settle down.
Yeah,
and if you're with somebody, then you go, that's the person.
Right. Because I know some friends of mine that they've been with the same guy for years.
Yeah.
And they've never gotten proposed to. Does that mean that they're just not with the right one? Or does that mean that he's not ready to get married and mm-hmm. he'll never be ready? Like, does she need to give up? Does she need to keep going? Like, I don't know.
That's tough. Yeah, it's tough. And like you speak about the concept of the one, and I don't believe in the one.
Okay, I'm with you in this way that I love my wife. Like,
absolutely.
She is the love of the rest of my life for sure. But right. I do think that like you can love multiple people in
yeah.
your life.
Yeah, you look at people who lost a spouse and they love yeah. somebody else and
right.
they have a great second half of their life. Or I've always equated it to just, and I know my wife will probably hate hearing all of this, but the thing is it doesn't detract from her because she is the one I chose and she's the one that I want to be with, you know. But if I had made different decisions in my life that led me to a different college or led me to move, if my parents had moved somewhere and our paths never would have crossed, I would have eventually found somebody and I would have thought they're the one, you mm-hmm. know? And so I do think that proximity, kind of like this girl and you, what you're talking about, Rock, does play into it. You
right.
know?
So that means that no matter how much hinting or wearing down a woman does with her boyfriend, it doesn't matter because if he's not in the mindset to get married,
sure.
it might not happen.
Yeah, it may not matter to anything.
Huh. That's interesting. I am curious, like, if women have, like, the lengths you've gone to get him to change his mind. You know? like did you have to drop a lot of hints?
Yeah,
or,
like, do you...
I'm curious.
Do you think this theory is legit? Do you think that your man proposed to you, that you're married to this man because he is your soulmate?
Yeah.
There is only one. Or do you think that you were just in the right place at the right time, caught him at a good time, and here
again,
you are?
Won the prize. Congratulations, ladies.
Well,
ding, ding, ding,
you
blue
lost.
Ribbon. 855-33-WAY-FM. You can weigh in on this. I'd love to get your thoughts as a woman on this, too, because I know what mine are as a guy, and I might be wrong. 855-33-WAY-FM.
So, Shaylin, what do you think about this theory? Do you think it's legit?
No. So, I met my husband, and he was not in a good place. He was actually in rehab. But when he met me, he was the one who told me, like, God literally told me when I saw you that you were the one that he created for me. And I was like, you're crazy.
That's a good line. If you're listening and you're a single guy, write that down. Because it works.
Right? That's what I thought. I was like, you're just ridiculous. That's crazy. But I was kind of the one that needed to be like convinced. And so I ended up praying. And so I totally think that my husband is my soulmate. He wasn't from South Florida when we met, and we met in like crazy circumstances. It was definitely all God.
that brought us together. So I don't know. I was kind of the one that always thought it was kind of the right place situation, but...
But a part of this theory is true in your scenario, because if he was not in a place where he was willing to hear from God, willing to find what was best for his life, then you wouldn't have even been a thought.
Because he wouldn't have been ready to settle down, right? Because you're saying that the men, it's the one thing maybe guys have control over. This might be the one thing that we have control over. Because once you get married, you lose all control whatsoever.
Now, Aaron, do you believe in this theory or no?
Yes, Betty. I think that you are definitely right. It is 100% a timing thing for men. I think women are somewhat primally, you know, born with ready to be married whenever, and it's whenever the guy is. But, you know, you can think as a woman, I'm a strong, independent, whatever. But if you get in a relationship with a man who is ready, then you're ready to.
And you're absolutely right. From the time girls are born, they are taught to be married.
And like Disney princesses teach you that. Yeah. Barbies teach you that.
Just wait for your man.
There's a Nate Bargatze bit. He's a comedian. He's like, what's the first thing they do when you're a baby? They give you a baby doll. You know, you're a baby with a baby, you know. And everything that you do, you play house, you know, and things like that.
Whereas boys, they're like out there with BB guns and G.I. Joes. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been going through this, and I've been in a relationship. I was a, you know, military, strong, independent woman. But then I found myself a man, and they're like, oh, are you actually going to get married? I'm like, yeah.
Have you gotten married yet?
No, not yet. We're still dating.
Okay, he's not ready. Aaron's just going to wait him out.
Yeah, I don't think he's my soulmate or anything, but I think that we are both in a position, and he is, you know, 100% everything I would want in a partner in life. So.
Well, there you go. I hope that works out for you.
Thank you, Wally.
Oh, good. Gavin found the Nate Bargatze bit that I was talking about why women are better at marriage than men. So here you go. Enjoy this.
Guys, we're not good at marriage. I mean, that's just, it's that easy. Like, we're not prepared for marriage like women are. Y'all are very prepared. Your whole life, every toy y'all played with was built for marriage. Everything's preparing you. Like, when you're a baby, they give you a baby doll. So they give you a baby when you're a baby. You don't even know you're alive yet. And they're just like, look, I'd probably start figuring this out. This is where it's going. And then they give you Barbie and Ken. They are in a relationship. They live in a house together. And that's where you learn how to make drama. You get like, get pretty good at that. Then you actually would play house. You would like fake vacuum with your friends. That was like awesome times. Like now, like when I see my wife vacuum, I'm like, man, she's living her childhood dream. Like she has made it, you know? She's made it.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are in our time machine. It feels good to be in the time machine this year. We are like not having to go forward in time because we did that naturally. We're in year 2023. It's our first flight of the year, so this is special. We tightened all the bolts.
Did we? I don't know.
Almost all the bolts have been tightened on the time machine, so Kayla, you picked a good flight.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Can you imagine getting on an airplane and that was their spiel?
Yeah, we think we got them all.
So, Kayla, you are going to take us back in time musically. What song would you like to hear?
I Can Only Imagine.
Oh, now this is a classic by Mercy Me. Betty Rock, what year is this?
Yeah, that means we would go back to 1999.
Wow.
The last year of the 20th century?
Yeah.
Well, it would also be the year that Thai Beanie Babies was saying goodbye to the public. They issued out a teddy bear called The End, and it was released to say, hey, we are ending the Thai Beanie Baby craze.
That.
Yes. But the demand was so against it, like public was like, no, we still want our Thai Beanie Babies, that the very next year they issued another bear and it was called The Beginning.
Oh, gee.
But that's now crazy. I think if the Thai said, hey, we don't want to do this anymore, you wouldn't hear a peep from anyone.
No. So, Kayla, this is a really powerful and deep song. So, why did you pick this one for your Flashback Friday?
It was a song I did in high school
in sign language for my sign language final.
Oh, that's cool.
And then also it was my my late brother's favorite song of all time. Whenever it come on the radio, he would just blast it as loud as it can get, and he would sing along, and I'm sorry, I'm trying not to cry.
No, it's okay.
He died 5 years ago this past November. So whenever it comes on, I just stop and just remember all the fun memories of just driving through the city, and the song would come on and he would stop everything and just be in the moment and just enjoy the song.
I would imagine there's a little bit of comfort in this, because the whole song is about standing before Jesus and how amazing that day is going to be. And your brother loved this song, and as sad as it is for you and as much as it hurts, he got to live that out and is basically living what that song is every day.
I can only imagine what he's seeing right now.
Yeah, literally, the words lived out.
Yeah, he lived his entire life colorblind. So I can only imagine all the bright colors that he's seeing now.
I never really thought about that because I'm colorblind too. It's like finally my outfits will match when I get to heaven.
Yeah, his never did.
Well, I'm glad that we can kind of share a laugh about this too, even though it's super heavy for you. And we're going all the way back to 1999 for Kayla. It's Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine on Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.